Henry was quite taken aback by all this. While giving Little Bull every respect as a person, he was not about to be turned into his slave. He began to wonder if giving him those weapons, let alone letting him make himself into a chief, was such a good idea. "Now look here, Little Bull," he began in a teacherish tone.
"Omri!"
It was his father's voice, fairly roaring at him from the foot of the stairs. Omri jumped, bumping the cupboard. Little Bull fell over backwards, considerably spoiling his dignity.
"Yes? Come down here this instant!"
Omri had no time for courtesies. He snatched Little Bull up, set him down near his half-finished longhouse, shut and locked the cupboard and ran downstairs. His father was waiting for him.
"Omri, have you been in the greenhouse lately?" And did you, while you were there, remove a seed tray planted out with marrow seeds, may I ask?"
Yes or no?"
"Well, yes, but..." "And is it possible that in addition you have been hacking at the trunk of the birch and torn off strips of bark?"
"But, Dad, it was only... Don't you know trees can die if you strip off too much of their bark? It's like their skin. As for the seed tray, that is mine. You've no business taking things from the greenhouse, and you know it. Now, I want it back, and you'd better not have disturbed the seeds, or heaven help you."
Omri swallowed hard. He and his father stared at each other. I can't give it back," he said at last. "But I'll buy you another tray and some more seeds. I've got enough money. Please!"
Omri's father had a quick temper, especially about anything concerning the garden. But he was not unreasonable, and above all, he was not the sort to pry into his children's secrets. He realised at once that his seed tray as a seed tray was lost to him forever, and that it was no use hectoring Omri about it. "All right," he said. "You can go to the hardware shop and buy them, but I want them today."
Omri's face fell.
"Today? But it's nearly 5 o'clock now."
"Precisely. Be off."